Chapter 112. Celeste and Ron were having their Sunday morning ritual when, not surprisingly, they heard Angel come in the downstairs door. Fitzgerald hurried to greet the guest. Keith stayed at the top of the stairs, cautiously wagging his tail and waiting.
"Get away from me, you smelly furball maniac!" hollered Angel.
Ron and Celeste shared a look. It wasn't going to be a happy breakfast.
"Come and have some breakfast," said Celeste.
"I don't think I should eat unless you want vomit added to your menu," said Angel.
Ron said, "What's wrong?"
"I'm fucked with NBC is what's wrong," said Angel. "It's kind of funny, actually, but they didn't think so, and I doubt that anybody will ever want to see me again there."
"What happened?" said Celeste. She jumped in.
"Can you at least have coffee?"
"Yeah, I'll drink some coffee. I've been up all night drinking it anyway, so one more cup isn't going to hurt.
What happened is that I dislike being an easy piece of ass for the guys that work on these shows," said Angel.
Ron's face furrowed.
"What does that mean?"
"It means, Dad, that some guy was using your daughter as a convenient fuck, and when I found out that I was nothing more than that, I got angry."
Ron shook his head.
He could only imagine what things were like between the young people there. He remembered the restraining order.
"Did you hit someone?"
"I should have. I should have electrocuted the worthless asshole, but I didn't."
"What did you do?" said Celeste.
"Well, Mom, I told the son of a bitch's mother that he fell from the top of a ladder and was dead," said Angel.
Celeste gasped. Ron was shocked.
Angel looked at both of their faces and said, accusingly,
"Your expressions are exactly what the faces of the NBC people look like when they found out. It seems the old bat went crazy and started calling people to find out what happened to her son. She only thought he was dead for about an hour."
Ron did not know what to say.
Celeste said,
"Why would you do that to that poor woman?"
"Right, Mom. That's exactly what I would expect from you. Worry about the woman and not about me. That's fucking perfect. I don't know why I even came here and told you. You don't care how hurt I was by the asshole, only how upset his poor little mother must have been."
Celeste recoiled. "I didn't mean that I wasn't upset for you.
But Angel, you told her mother her son was dead."
"I was angry, and yes, now I am royally screwed," said Angel. Her voice was hard. Her chin was beginning to quiver.
"It might be nice if at least someone was on my side."
"It's not that I'm not on your side," said Celeste. "That's a pretty brutal reaction."
"At that moment, I wanted him dead. She just called at the wrong time," explained Angel.
"Isn't there some way you can apologize?" said Ron.
"Nope, they don't want apologies. They want me gone."
"Maybe you could get transferred to another unit," asked Ron.
"NBC doesn't want to deal with shit like this. The team leader says I'm gone, and I'm gone," said Angel.
"There are other networks," offered Celeste.
"Yeah, Mom, I'm sure they'll give me a great reference."
"You still have school," said Ron.
"Yeah, Dad. This worthless fucking school you sent me to has me afraid for my life all the time."
Ron could not hide the incredulity on his face.
"What do you mean, afraid for your life? Those kids that come up from Patterson all carry guns. They can't read and they can't write, and they like to pull their guns on people to see the reaction they get. They aren't paying for anything. So it's all a fucking joke to them."
Celeste should have stayed quiet. She should have just listened. She was nervous and frightened for her daughter, and was just saying things from that emotional state.
Marjorie and George are coming up for dinner.
Well, that's goddamn wonderful, Mom. More people who hate me. This was a mistake. I have to go.
Celeste said, are you going to stay and do your laundry?
No, Mom. I'm not really worried about my shitty laundry right now.